This is Matt Greller, CEO of AIM. Welcome to the Hometown Innovations Podcast. Join us as we share ways our municipalities are positioning themselves for the future, thought-provoking interviews with state and local leaders, and more. Thanks for listening as we tell the municipal story.
This is Chelsea Schneider with AIM, and we are here with Mayor Joe Hogsett at this great new project that Indianapolis is doing called the Teachers Village. So Mayor, you know, tell us a little bit about this project. It seems it's like a great way to retain teachers, but also focus on neighborhood redevelopment.
Yeah, it does both. And we talked about it during the course of the campaign to try to provide housing options and availability to our educators, who we all acknowledge are underpaid and overworked. With student loans, particularly those teachers that are just starting out. So this process will encourage IPS teachers and those who teach in mayoral-sponsored public charter schools to have home ownership that's affordable, close to their schools, that's safe, and at the same time, helping rebuild this neighborhood.
Great. And then, you know, why did you prioritize this in your administration, you know, this great innovative project?
Well, it really is a result of a commitment that we made during the course of the campaign to leverage, our beautiful downtown and all of the amenities that it possesses back into our neighborhoods. And so we really have begun doing that in those neighborhoods like 10th and Rural here, like St. Clair Place and other neighborhoods that are so close to downtown that people like the concept of having a downtown close by, but at the same time having a yard, having a home, not necessarily an apartment or a condominium. I have nothing against apartments and condominiums, but a lot of people just really value home ownership. And we are trying to do everything we can to not only reestablish great neighborhoods, but help teachers in the process.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Mayor Hogsett. We appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure.
I am here with Phoebe, who is an Indianapolis Teaching Policy Fellow with Teach Plus. So tell me a little bit about what you think about this project.
Well, what drew me to this project, first of all, I heard about it through Teach Plus, which is the organization meant to really encourage teacher leadership. So I went to a town hall meeting really with no idea what the project was about. So I learned within that town hall meeting just how cool it really was. The idea of having 21 completely refurbished houses, and then they are priced at a really competitive rate that teachers would be able to afford, that just really sparked my interest. And from there, I did a lot of research on the NEAR organization, the NEAR East Area Renewal, and really have just been gung-ho about the project ever since. I love the idea that teachers can not only afford these beautiful houses that are completely redone, which, to be honest, other houses around the area would be older and probably need a lot of work. But I also really love the idea that we're going to be really close to our schools. And I can say from experience at my school, I work about 3 blocks away, but hardly anyone lives in the community. And I think it's due to prices.
And why do you think it's important for teachers to live next to the community that they serve and the kiddos, you know, that they see in the classroom every day?
I think it's important because you really get to understand the lives of the students that you're teaching. Sometimes it's not always the safest street that they might live on. And if you're living close by, you're going to understand that. You're going to shop at the same grocery store that they shop at. When they grow up, you might see them working at those grocery shops that, you know, you're also still shopping at. It's a way to really see them grow up from start to finish. And I think that that's a really huge thing. The other big aspect is that I feel like it will help teachers stay within the classroom. And, you know, I'm really proud to say that I've taught a lot of brothers and sisters and cousins. And I think that really does make an impact in student lives.
Thank you so much, Phoebe. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
I am with John Franklin Hay, who's the executive director of NEAR. So John, tell me a little bit about this project and why you think it's good for the community.
Absolutely. So the idea that we have is to develop a village that is providing affordable home ownership opportunities for IPS and urban charter school teachers. this is a teacher retention strategy. So we really want teachers to stay and teach in IPS and urban charter schools. We want our children in these neighborhoods to have great teachers long term. We want the schools to have opportunities. We also want these teachers to have a great home ownership opportunity. We want them to have great quality of life, so they're not spending an hour, 2 hours a day commuting out into another county. We really want to put down roots here. We also know that teachers are some of the most overworked, underpaid people on the planet. But they also, even at that, they become great contributors to a neighborhood and a community. They become community leaders. We want them in this neighborhood. This area that we're working in for this teacher's village is about a mile and a half from downtown Indianapolis, but it's an affordable area, and it's an area that is increasing in equity. We're about four blocks away from two great Indy parks. We're just down the street from bike lanes and trails. We're on a transit line. There's a lot of things that are really great about this area. And so we feel really good about the opportunity this provides and offers for starting teachers or novice teachers, first, second, third, fourth year teachers as they begin their education journey.
Perfect. And what lasting impact do you think this will have on the Indianapolis community?
So if we can invest in 10th and Rural, if we can make it happen here, it can happen anywhere. I think that. We think that if you can turn the corner and begin to help IPS teachers and urban charter school teachers put down roots and live in the urban core area in these neighborhoods and feel great about it and have an equity investment here, that it encourages others and really gets some momentum going and turns it around. For so long, teachers have started to teach here, and they've ended up elsewhere. And so we know that a lot of people start their teaching career with great ideals, and they really want to make a difference. And they just get worn down, and they also get tired of driving. They get tired of the commute. And so this is an opportunity to live near downtown in a great investment area and to get to know great neighbors. We think the Near East Side is one of the coolest, funnest, weirdest, wildest places to live. We hope other people will come along with that as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much, John. I appreciate your time.
My privilege.